If you were to have asked the question the day after the presidential election in 2012, who are the potential leaders of the Republican Party for 2016? Two names that definitely would have been on that list are New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and now former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Well, this week, Governor McDonnell was indicted on corruption charges, and as we know well, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is dealing with his own problems. So what does all this mean for the Republican Party? Mark McKinnon is a Republican strategist, former advisor to George W. Bush. He's with us from KUT in Austin. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be aboard.
Well, let's start with Bob McDonnell. And federal authorities have charged him and his wife with illegally accepting gifts, vacations, the use of a private jet in exchange for promoting dietary supplements from a company called Star Scientific. McDonnell says he's done nothing illegal. Here he is at a press conference this week.
Although the federal investigation of my family has been indescribably agonizing over this past year, I believe that the facts and the law are clearly on our side.
Mark, can he recover from this?
I don't think he can recover. I think that we're learning that actually the laws in Virginia are very lax, and he may not ultimately suffer a criminal penalty, but no question that he crossed ethical lines by leaps and bounds.
What about politically, though? Because this is a guy that was talked about as a future leader of the party.
He's done. You can stick a fork in him. I think that, as I said, even if he survives this, he'll be tarnished as somebody who really blurred the ethical lines of government. And I just think that will make it impossible for him to have any national stature in the future.
What about Chris Christie? And this is the one everyone has been talking about. He's been trying to move on from the lane closure scandal. He talked about it in his State of the State address. He talked about it in press conference after press conference. What about him? Can he come back from this?
Absolutely he can. If it turns out that what he says is true, which is that he didn't know about it, then he will only have been guilty of having poor staff who made stupid decisions and trying to penalize political enemies. And he will have taken responsibility. He would have fired people, heads rolled. So he did the right thing. And he suffered some setback in his favorability ratings among Democrats. He's still very strong with Republicans. And this could be miles in the rearview mirror by the time we get to Iowa.
Although now there are allegations, of course, about withholding Sandy recovery money from Hoboken. And now the former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is saying that Christie should step down as chair of the Republican Governors Association. Let's take a listen to him.
I think just from the perspective of setting aside this as an issue in other races, it makes sense for him to step aside in that role.
Do you think he should step aside?
No, I don't. As he said, he's done nothing wrong. And if that's true, then there's no reason for him to step down.
But is Christie a leader of the party still? Or has he sort of been pushed back down to just being the governor of the state of New Jersey?
Well, absent an actual president in your party, there's always going to be a vacuum of leadership and people stepping forward and going in and out of sort of the vacuum of leadership. And so, Christie had a big microphone, and he'll continue to have a big voice as chair of the Republican Governors Association and still a prominent front runner for the GOP nomination, absent the surfacing of any additional facts. It's been a distraction, but, he still is a formidable character on the national political stage, but he's going to share it with a bunch of other folks.
Well, let's talk about those other folks. Who would you say right now are the top two or three people leading the party?
Well, I can tell you there are a number of voices out there. Rand Paul is one of them, who's got a real libertarian streak that interests a lot of people. So it's not just – he's not kind of in the box Republican. And Scott Walker is a sleeper
governor of Wisconsin.
Yeah. And if he gets reelected this fall – and the Democrats will run hard against him because they don't want him to be the GOP nominee. But he's actually got a pretty compelling story and would be well-positioned to win Iowa. Ted Cruz will be in the mix. He'll be the Tea Party candidate if he decides to run. It looks very much like he will. Jeb Bush is somebody that we'd all like to see get in the mix. We don't know if he will or not, but he's the candidate that people will look to if Chris Christie really fades as kind of a voice of pragmatism and moderation, I think. Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana. Marco Rubio, John Kasich, Rick Perry, and I think maybe Rick Santorum if Mike Huckabee doesn't run.
No women on that list.
No, there's not. There should be, and that's a problem for the Republican Party. Not enough women, not enough minorities. I think we've got a strong potential vice presidential candidates. The governor of New Mexico is one.
Susana Martinez.
And so we've got some rising stars. We just need to get them up to the top.
Well, you know, Jonathan Chait of New York Magazine wrote an article saying, I have seen the future of the Republican Party, and it is George W. Bush, arguing that your former boss is sort of the, at this point, the more moderate wing of the Republican Party and embracing immigration reform and other things that a lot of analysts say the Republican Party needs to do again.
Well, I agree with that completely. It was George W. Bush's ideas about compassionate conservatism that drew a lot of independents and Democrats over to the Republican side in the 90s. And I think that's what has been lacking in recent years in the Republican messaging. And I think it's I'm glad to see people like Marco Rubio and Paul Ryan and even Mike Lee talking about some ideas about how to lift people up from income inequality. So, you know, you spend enough time in the desert, you start to figure out where the water is.
Mark McKinnon, we are coming up to another potential debate over raising the debt ceiling. It appears as though the government shutdown was not a good thing for the Republican Party. Do you think that they should put up another fight over raising the debt ceiling coming up next month?
Well, I don't think that anybody in any leadership position in the Republican Party thinks it's a good idea to hold the government hostage and threaten a shutdown. We saw the consequences of that last year. So I don't think that's going to happen. John Boehner said it's not going to happen. So I do think the Republicans will try and get something out of the deal, but forcing a government shutdown is not in the long-term interest of the party.
If you had one piece of advice for the party right now, what would it be? How should they change, in your view?
Well, I think what the Republican Party needs to do is rediscover compassionate conservatism. That's what gained us a majority in the presidency a decade ago, and I think it can happen again. I think we've got to show that we're listening, that we represent all Americans, and I think it's good that we're starting to talk about poverty and bringing people up from the lower economic ladder into a successful economic future. And I think it would be really good for the Republican Party to take some responsibility to pass an immigration bill.
Mark McKinnon, Republican strategist, former aide to George W. Bush, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, kick it hard. Carry on regardless.